Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal appeals court keeps restrictions on an obscene LGBTQ drag performance. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this case has been really maddening on one hand and then sad on the other, Matt, because these people that are obviously very confused, dressing up in drag, but the thing is they want to perform in front of children. They want to drag children into this horrific, evil stuff.
Yeah, and this is the Naples Pride. It goes back a couple of years. Back in 2022, they held one of these so-called drag shows in June in the park where children play. So children there are passing by, they're playing in the park, and now you have these drag performances out there. And these individuals are dressed in crazy outfits, very skimpy. They're engaging in very sexually provocative moves and all kinds of gyrations that they're doing. And they also are inviting kids to come up and put money into their garter belts or underwear. And so they're literally inviting and targeting the kids. And so when that happened in June of 2022, the Naples City Council voted from now on, you cannot have these in the public park. They would have to be indoors and only adults, not children.
You know what gets me, Matt, though, is parents. We have pictures of their previous performance outside. Parents that would give their children money to go up there and hand to these people. And granted, these are not clowns. These are probably, many of them are pedophiles. And so for people to expose their children to this, it's just unbelievable.
It's sad because these kids are in these homes with these parents that are, some of them that are attending this, supportive of this filth. And you're right, they're giving their kids money to go up there and making the kid think that this is a fun thing, it's an acceptable thing.
It's a normal thing.
It's a normal thing. So you really feel sorry for these kids that are raised in that kind of, frankly, I think, an abusive environment.
Absolutely.
To raise a kid like that and suggest that this is normal. And frankly, it's child abuse in my view.
Mm-hmm.
But the city council voted 5-2 to, from now on, have these kinds of shows, if you're going to have a permit application, inside rather than outside. So if in 2023, 2024, the Naples Pride held them inside. But in 2025, they said, no, we want to go back outside. So they filed a permit. They were denied. And then the Naples Pride filed suit against the city of Naples. The judge in the case sided with Naples Pride and said that they could actually have their event outside, apparently buying into their false description that it's a, quote, family-friendly presentation.
Unbelievable.
Liberty Counsel, we filed an amicus brief in the case. We filed a motion to intervene. The judge did not rule on that. But the city then changed counsel, and new counsel appealed this case to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. And the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, in an opinion pending the outcome of this case, ultimately stayed the lower court. And that means that this event was held not outside in front of children, but if they're going to do it, it has to be inside according to the vote. The case is still going on, but this, I think, is at least a good victory that this is not going to be in the presence of children. In fact, their event already passed. They were planning to do it in the early part of June. And so they didn't get their way to expose children. Frankly, what they're doing is they're targeting kids. They're grooming kids.
Absolutely. And, you know, just a reminder, something like this is happening in your area. You don't have to be silent on this. Like during this council meeting, a friend of ours, John Strand, got up and testified against this. Other people testified against this. So you can have a voice in these kind of situations when this evil stuff comes to your area. You've got to speak up, and yeah, it makes a difference.
Erica Donalds, the wife of Congressman Byron Donalds, also was very involved. A lot of people were involved in this and pushing back. Mm-hmm. There should have been a unanimous vote by the city council, but it was 5-2, so it was overwhelming to move this lewd and indecent drag show indoors away from the Cambier Park that is frequented by parents and their children, and to put an adults-only restriction on the event. Now, Florida actually has a law. It's been challenged, and it's in the courts right now, that addresses this issue and prevents these kinds of drag performances to be done in the presence of children. We presented in our amicus brief in the case, where we sought to intervene on behalf of parents, we presented photos and videos from 2022. About how this is obscenity, this is obscene. And obscenity under the First Amendment is not protected under free speech. When you have something like this that's obscene, particularly for minors, it's not protected under the First Amendment free speech clause.
Right. Well, think about this. You wouldn't take your child to a stripper bar. So why is it okay for a stripper bar to come outside in front of children?
Well, that's a good example because that's exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They are stripping. They are scantily clothed.
Gyrating. They're
opening their legs so people can see. They're doing all kinds of things. They're encouraging kids to come up and put money into their waistbands or their garters or their underwear, whatever they have. And in some cases, it wasn't on this particular one, but I saw a photo, and this could also be part of these drag queen things, where they actually had boys, or men, I should say, on all fours with leather, like dog chains around their neck, and a mask that made them look like a puppy or dog, and kids were coming up to them. This is just the absurd nonsense.
It's
when
demonic.
You start to abolish the concept of sex that God made two sexes, male and female, then things get really, really bizarre. And that's what you see happening at these so-called drag performances. They're obscene. They have no business presenting this to children.
Well, praise God that the 11th Circuit ruled that Naples could protect their children, and they moved this obscene, lewd show indoors for an adult-only requirement. And, you know, they get all excited. They call June Pride Month, and they have these different performances. But, you know, that's not biblical. Pride is not biblical. And what they're trying to make is a sexual kind of celebration. And again, normalizing it for people think, oh, this is great. You need to embrace this. If you're not against this, then there's a problem. But innocent children, I have no patience for that.
No, and you've got a photograph right here. And
yeah.
It's actually taken from our amicus brief.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of photographs. We have links also to videos that were taken in 2022. And it's really sad because this is the back of a little boy. It looks like a little boy. He's probably, what,
probably like
5 years old,
four,
maybe?
Yeah, four or five. Yeah.
He's got paper money, approaching this freakish-looking drag performer to give money to this person, obviously with the encouragement of this little boy's parents.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of grooming that is just despicable. Even having this indoors, these parents would not be able to bring their children inside, so this would be indoors now. Adults only, leave the kids outside. Just like if you're going to a strip club, you're not going to bring your kids in.
Not family friendly.
It's not family friendly.
I don't know what that judge was thinking.
It's not family friendly. I mean, we had the photos. We have the videos from 2022. And this is exactly the same thing they wanted to do again. And this is in Naples, but it's also across the country, this kind of thing that's happening. You know, the good thing is that at least in June, there are many, there are far less so-called pride flags flying than there were prior to 2022 when we had the Shurtleff case. Our Shurtleff case regarding the Christian flag has really put an end to a lot of these so-called pride flags being flown over government buildings. There are fewer flags flying now than there were 2022 because of our Shurtleff case. Well, if you, as Holly said, you encounter something like this in June or any other time of the year, give Liberty Counsel a call, whether it's in a library or some other place, because this is just inappropriate to have this kind of obscene performance in the presence of minor children. They are vulnerable and they are being targeted and groomed by these individuals. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.